Napakiak's principal says a school is within 30 feet of the Kuskokwim River during high tide. The building needs to be removed soon to avoid it falling into the river. But despite receiving funding to do so, LKSD won't be demolishing the building right away.
We need to move through a process of, one, determining which route we're going to take and then putting together the demo package and going out to bid for that. So that takes time.
LKSD Superintendent Kimberly Hankins spoke with KYUK in early September before the funding for the Napakiak School had been fully approved. She said the district is planning on taking down at least part of the school sometime this year. But before that, the district will consult with engineers to decide how much of the school to demolish.
If we did a complete demolition, then we would need more portable classroom space. But we are looking at the idea of a partial demolition and then continuing to access a portion of the existing building. But I won't know much more on that until we actually get feedback from the architect and engineers.
Whatever amount of the school is demolished, at least some, maybe all of the students in Napakiak will be in portable classrooms soon. The high schoolers have already evacuated from the main school into an unused building next door because their classroom was closest to the river. They will stay in those makeshift classrooms until a replacement school is built. The state has not yet funded a new school, which is estimated to cost over $40 million. However, Superintendent Hankins says that the state approving funding for demolition at least means the legislature is aware of the situation in Napakiak.
I feel more optimistic than ever that we're heading in the right direction.
As of now, Napakiak is fourth on the state's priority list for new school buildings. The state did not allocate any money for new school construction projects in this year's budget. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.